We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Brandon Tierney's got some nice kicks on today. That's how I judge men. What kind of wheels you come in with.
So you don't like my slip-ons that my wife just bought me with no shoelaces?
You're not a shoe guy, to be fair.
No.
No, I know.
I tell my wife, $50, buy me something without shoelaces, and she does it.
I'm going to get you a gift certificate at the GOAT so you can go buy a nice, legitimate pair of kicks for Christmas.
Yeah.
That'll be my gift to you.
That's very sweet.
Brandon Tierney is here. This is one of those weird things where, you know, good fortune for some, unfortunately, means other people are no longer working. So I want to be sensitive to that. But good to see you, BT.
And what's happening, buddy? How are you, Craig?
Doing great. Yep. The voice of St. John's.
The Johnnies.
No, building?
Mink is the voice of St. John's. Mink is the voice of St. John's.
Is he still doing games?
Thanks for listening. Evidently hasn't tuned in yet this year.
I don't know.
Is he still doing games?
What else is he doing? If he's not doing games.
My favorite part of Brandon Tierney and John Minko doing a game is... You say something. It doesn't even matter what it is. Could be about the game. Could be about the Knicks. And then Minko's like, bop, 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 bop.
But you're the analyst?
I'm the analyst.
Yes.
He is the worst at, and I love the guy. He's the worst. He is incapable of ad-libbing.
Right.
He can't do it.
Yeah.
So, and he gets, like, nervous, and he gets awkward, but he laughs, and
I giggle.
I know that that's coming, so I purposely make it more awkward.
Well, let me mention that.
Brandon, love the guy.
Brandon's in studio, and they tell me Tiki Barber's on the line as well. Tiki, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, fellas. How are you all?
You couldn't here today for the big announcements? You're too busy?
I'm traveling tomorrow. I'm heading out to Seattle, so I had some things to take care of this afternoon.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It is what it is.
He's got to go to the dispensary and get some good stuff.
By the way, I'm in for a hundy.
Yeah, you know what? Double it. Bring back some good nuggets. What do you think? Pre-rolled stuff, okay?
Yeah, so it's legal. It's legal, and I got the card on me. I'll prove it if you need to see it.
I hear you.
So, meanwhile, Tiki Barber, like, people thought Tiki might have been, like, bougie when he was a player, as a lot of players are. But I read the story about your marathon day experience. My man.
That was not fun.
Not fun. You got a police escort to the starting line.
No, hold on.
What?
I took an Uber.
True story.
To the start, but I was on the wrong side. I'm on the Brooklyn side.
Right.
This marathon starts on the Staten Island side. And, you know, those couple steps on the five boroughs, one's got to be in Staten Island.
Correct.
And at the bridge, it's closed. You can't walk across it. So I'm talking to the state police, trying to get them to let me across. He said, you got to get approved. So I called. I finally got in touch with the head of operations for the marathon. He gave that guy the okay, and the guy was like, I know who you were, I just couldn't let you go. I just needed the okay.
Yeah, but
you leave out, I don't know if it's the best part, but you leave out an important part. He did the Alabama game the night before.
Right.
And then he drove to Atlanta, he slept for an hour, and he ran the race for charity.
Yeah.
So it might sound
bougie.
Which
he's always done, right?
Always for charity. Always done. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? And what did you run it in? Under four?
Nine hours.
Almost. BT, Sharp Tierney, as I like to call him, placed the over under it at 4:45.
Uh-huh.
And he took his over, and I went over. Mm-hmm. 4:47.
Very close.
Wow. Finished, close.
2 minutes
close,
off, man.
Dude,
2 minutes off.
So I should say, and I know you heard me when you were on hold there, Tiki and Tierney, that's the name of the show. They're going to be our new midday show starting after the new year.
Yep.
And obviously, having known both of you guys for a very long time, I've been respectful of both of your careers. And I say this with due respect to Moose and Maggie, who are here for a long time as well. I do think you guys will be great additions here. Thrilled that we're coming on after you guys. And, you know, congratulations to both of you. I know it's been different journeys.
Yeah.
For you, Brandon, as a radio guy, always wanting to be on The Fan. and going out to Frisco to prove your worth and coming back and working at ESPN for a short time.
Yeah.
And then you guys connected at the network and made it here. So congrats. Listen, it's no such thing as an overnight success in this business.
Listen, there's not. And Teague, you obviously jump in. But the one thing that, and I feel like every time somebody gets hired by the fan, like you have to communicate this. And I'll communicate this more thoroughly on the first show, but... So it's not lost on anybody, you know, what this means, certainly for us as a duo. Teague and I have been together since 2013, but for me personally, right? So I interned at FAN in 97.
Okay.
All right? I was up in the promotions department with Brian Bruder. You guys probably know the name Brian.
Sure.
All right? No, you don't. You just yes me to death.
That's right.
You have no idea who he is. Right? I can tell you just the way he looked away from me. Yeah. He's got no idea.
Yeah, Brian. Anyway,
yeah, Brian. No, Brian.
Right?
Sure. Who doesn't know Brian? We used to go to Top Diner all the time.
Oh, yeah. Legend Brian. In the business.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Brian. So, long story short, this was, I'm in the promotions department. I had no interest in being in promotions, but I knew that I wanted to get in the building, like every other young aspiring broadcaster that just fell in love with FAN as a kid. And I would go to the back where they would cut promos. Schmooze was actually back there when I did this. And I recruited a fellow promotions intern. And I would just do these fake shows. I would just pull some unsuspecting. I would talk about the Yankees. We'd talk about the Knicks. This is when the Knicks and the Heat rivalry was insane. So that is the short story. The destination has always been this place, man. I've had reverence for the fan my entire life. Craig, I know I've told you this privately. I think you're a radio wizard, man. I think you are so good at what you do. Evan, I don't think there's many people in the city that know sports the way you do. If anybody, quite frankly. A little nerdy, to be honest. Wow. And you got to work on the punches.
A little bit.
I mean, the guys in the morning, Boomer's a stud, Gio's a pisser. We are pumped to be here. I really
what
mean that,
you,
right, Teague?
What are you most pumped to talk about? Because one thing I know about
not
you
national
is
stuff.
Well, no, I know, but you're no more
SEC football.
Like I care about Notre Dame. I care. Actually, I do care
but
about Notre Dame.
But I know you as a diehard Knicks fan, diehard Jet fan, which we can bond on, and the Yankees. What are you most excited to finally?
I'll tell you what I'm most excited for, Teague, and Tiki. By all means, Teague, you got to hop in, but
yeah, go ahead.
This is your
dream come true. I kind of grabbed your coattails 9 years ago and made something special, but this is special for you, I can tell.
Well, your name doesn't hurt, brother, so I appreciate that and the latitude to say that here. But I would say that what I'm most looking forward to is to be challenged. Like, I miss what I love doing when I was doing local down the dial or up that, whatever it was back in the day. I loved the energy that you can't replicate doing a national show. And I loved when somebody called up and brought it to the point where you know, when somebody challenges you, like you get that blood flowing that just didn't happen down the hall. And I love doing those shows and I love Teague, but I cannot wait to get back in the studio and connect with New York. I missed it. And I loved what I did. But I missed it.
Yeah, no, it's a different animal. Tiki, I'm sure you see it. You know, different broadcasts stops along the way. Like, when you talk about New York in New York and you walk out the door, people hear you.
I know. Yep. Look, Craig, it's been 15 plus years, but the battles I used to have with the host on this station were legendary, especially Francesco when he would think he knew everything about the New York Giants and was telling me what I should be doing.
You know, no, he still thinks that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you guys, maybe you don't know this, but my first gig in media
was
WFAN. In my off season back in 1998, I was having issues, couldn't stay healthy. Lep Seltzer, our manager, said, Teague, you got to divorce yourself from football just in case. And so I started doing overnights at the Fan, driving across the bridge. I lived on the Upper East Side, going across the Queensboro Bridge into this rat hole facility over there and doing overnights at 10 o'clock. Joe B was there. And I mean, it was like, what in the heck am I doing? But I learned to appreciate talking and doing radio. And it started me on a path through WCBS and then the Yes Network. I was there for a little
bit. You're doing stuff on Fox, right?
Fox News, that's right. And then obviously the Today Show. And then come back full circle with CBS Sports Network when Cherney, who hired me back then, brought me over to the national network. So, I mean, it's come full circle. Obviously, my delivery and energy is different than BT's, but it's just as passionate, especially with New York sports the way that they are right now. And, you know, for the first time in a while, BT and I are commiserating how respective football teams.
Yeah, it's nice to have some company in the exactly. in the outhouse.
How long did it take you to love doing it, Teak?
Radio? It took a little bit.
Like I always say to people, you know, it's like writing a column. Everyone's got one great show in them. Anybody could do one great show. It's who comes back the next day and the next day. It's a job. And I always marvel at athletes, guys like you, guys like Boomer, who are willing to come in every day to do it because you guys aren't everyday guys. You're ball players.
Yeah.
So I wondered, and you can't do it every day unless you fall in love with the art of doing it.
Yeah.
So I wondered how long it took you to get to that
spot.
Look,
I mean, you know, you guys know Brandon. He's awesome, but he's also challenging at the same time because of how his energy goes. But I give him credit for pushing me in the right direction to learn. Right. One of the things that was hard doing a national show is that I didn't know a lot about baseball. Right. I didn't know a lot about, you know, I love the NBA, but I didn't know the intricacies of the NBA and, you know, how guys play. It was just kind of, I was just a star follower, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Brandon, probably 3 years, maybe 3.5 years, I started to pick it up. And he was intentional about teaching me things like you got to talk about this or understand this. This is why this means something, you know, on the diamond or, you know, who the rotation matters. It's not just the star pitcher, you know, the ace. And, you know, it took about 3 years. And at that point, I started to realize I can understand this in a way that I can talk about it as opposed to just, I don't know, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Type of conversation. Yep. So it took about 3 years. So 6 years, we've been grinding at it. And
well, think about this too, T. You need the aptitude, but you need the work ethic to get to the point that you got to.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I mean, I've worked with ex-athletes in the past. I'll say this about Tiki. I don't know anybody that's more intelligent than Tiki. I really don't.
I mean, I can name a few.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can start with yourself.
I got a list.
He's a smart guy.
I know.
He's probably one of the smarter guys in the building. Well-versed and intelligent and a quest to learn. So he was very adaptable to learning what, quite frankly, he needed to learn. And now it's second nature.
And now that you're so enthusiastic, you got nothing but time to concentrate on radio, right?
I still got events to do. You know how that works.
I know.
Just because you sell something doesn't mean they let you walk out the door.
Well, listen, congratulations to both of you. I know it's a dream come true professionally for you, Brandon and Tiki. In your second life, I know you appreciate what WFN means to New York. And we look forward to working with you. And, you know, for us, open door, anything you guys ever need or want. And always pop in. And we look forward to working and coming on after you guys. And look forward to this new lineup of WFAN. I'm sure your family's all pumped up about it.
Everybody's pumped up, man. It's all good vibes. Everybody's
and here's
ready.
The son of a New York cop.
That's right. Not detective. Don't get it wrong.
Detective. They saw cop.
Hey. I thought he was a sergeant, BT.
That's right. Well, I when I got pulled over, I said he was a sergeant. And they let me go, actually.
You promoted him when you got pulled over?
That's an old story. You don't need to rehash that.
Anyway, it's that's
remember that ticket? That was hysterical.
That's New York.
That's right.
That's New York.
It's great. I can't wait. Thank you for opening the door. Great to be in with you guys.
Congrats,
and
guys.
New York, we'll see you January 3rd. I missed you guys.
January 3rd, Monday, the premiere of it's Tiki and Tierney.
No, it's Tierney and Tiki.
Tierney and Tiki. The T-Boys. On the thing. Congrats to both of you guys.
Thanks, pal.
All right, looking forward to seeing you. And Tiki, get home safe. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, so there you go. All right. So it's a really a brave new world here at WFN. A lot of changes. With respect to those who are being replaced, I think WFN's got a very bright future ahead of it. Now, if we can just figure out, you know, somebody to replace Evan, we're all
Anthony Carton. He could be the guy.
By the way, Anthony wants the job.
Anthony could take the job.
I told you
for a lot cheaper, right?
I told you what he said to me yesterday. It was great that my mic was on and Tommy had to ask permission.
No, I got to tell you, as he was on, I was thinking, how can we get rid of Dad? That's what I was thinking. Me, Anthony, and Sonny.
If you pay him the
three
same,
person
it's all
show,
good.
Let's go.
You guys want to do that December 27th?
No, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, so am I, but we'll come in.
No, I'm going away.
I think I'm bringing the boys in for maybe like 2 hours.
That's awesome. You should do it.
I don't know. Have they talked to you guys? Are you guys doing our Christmas week of shows? We don't know. No. Why would you
guys? I
have
no
know?
Idea.
Why would you know, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd know by now.
I'll find out for you.
Oh, thanks. Let us know.
I'll do some checking. But I think I might come in that Monday.
With who? Sonny and Anthony?
With Sonny and Anthony,
tremendous.
The Carton boys.
You leave, let them two do it.
I can't do that.
Well, what do you mean, why?
Sonny would never get a word in. He would never speak.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.